Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Good morning, my friends. It is a really early morning. It's super quiet and peaceful. And I've been thinking about you and about life and about lots of good things. And I want to share a message today about helping you get what you really want. And it's interesting, right? It's not as simple as we sometimes think. Because what we want, well, let's back up. So I believe, and that this is working with people all over the world, right? And reading and studying. I believe we just have this desire inside of us. We want to grow. We want to improve. We all want to achieve something. There's this drive in a human being, and I think it's divine. I think it's this blessing from God that just comes in us that it just, we want to be better. This is what I call that upward reach, right? I've shared the poem before, and that's why I'm always saying reach upward, reach upward, reach upward. It's, we have this drive in us. And, well, the poem says, chief of all thy wondrous works, supreme of all thy plan, thou hast placed an upward reach into the heart of man. We just have this reach in us. We have this drive to make things better, to improve our lives, to improve our surroundings and our circumstances. And we love making things beautiful and wonderful and nicer and better. And we just want this, right? And even people who are really struggling and their lives are pretty tough. And even if they themselves have created some pretty rotten conditions, I haven't met anyone yet that doesn't want something better, right? And that doesn't feel absolutely wretched. Like they feel like they're dying inside when their lives aren't getting better, right? It's pretty powerful. But here's where it gets tricky. Depending on where you live in the world and the societal conditions you grow up in, or the family conditions you grow up in, and the neighborhood conditions you grow up in, and the kind of media, the media you consume, like the message that's being presented to you through, you know, TV or radio or the books you read, whatever it is, and then you add to that like the way you were raised, like the school system, what your teachers told you. You see all these elements here? It gets a little tricky. They start either subtly or directly putting what has been called scripts, like a script. They're putting a script into your head and this message of what you should want or what they think you should want. So like a clever marketer is always trying to, you know, subtly or directly tell you that you should want and need whatever they're trying to sell to you, right? It's fascinating how you'll watch that and they're like, oh yeah, that is clever marketing. Because they're making you think like, look, your life won't be happy or complete unless you have the latest and greatest doodad or whatever the thing they're selling, right? And then there's just a social element. So to have an example then, right? We all want to be successful. Whatever that looks like for each of us. But we want to feel success. But a societal message, for example, I'll just use this as an example. There may be a societal message, like I call this social conditioning. And I also, you've heard me refer to it as the pageantry, right? And I like to call it the peacock pageantry. We love to have our feathers all out and strutting around, showing off. And so one of the societal messages is to like compare and compete. And so we want to outdo the neighbors. But outdoing the neighbors isn't like this divine desire to be our best selves, right? It's this kind of twisted. So it takes something wonderful, this drive to be better and improve and grow, and it rests it, W-R-E-S-T, to rest. It means to twist or distort. And so it takes something wonderful, this desire to grow and improve, and now it turns it into competition against somebody else. And then we start, you know, undervaluing ourselves or undervaluing others based on some kind of temporal measurement. Or another example is, you know, social conditioning might drive us to have to have this super fancy car or nice house if, and there's nothing wrong with that, but if that's not really what we want. See, that's where things get out of whack and get dangerous when you end up pursuing something. You have to have some job or title or position or a certain amount of income or a certain kind of house or car or a certain kind of lifestyle or the whole big list of toys that you're, quote, supposed to have, right, if you're successful. And again, nothing wrong with any of those things if they bring you fulfillment and joy and meaning, but the danger is we're pursuing them when they don't actually give us fulfillment or meaning or joy. And so, sadly, many of us go along through life checking off the boxes, right? Because from an early age, we've been just conditioned to think if you do this and then you do that and then you do that, well, you've arrived, right? You got what, you've got it. This is it. And then a lot of us will go check, 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 check. And we get there thinking, yeah, I've arrived. And we just feel this void. And this emptiness. And we may not even be able to articulate it, but what happens is we end up, like, we're somewhere in the back of our minds and in our souls, we're like, wait a minute, why don't I feel really fulfilled? Why? What's up here? What's off? And like, I did all the things. And I come across this often, you guys. And I see it all, and you just have this, you have this emptiness, this sense of despair, and like, okay, what is off here? Like, why is this not working? And so I want to talk about, like, really getting what you want and getting clear about what you want. And this, I mean, we could go on, this could take a long time, right? This could be multiple episodes and all kinds of coaching and classes and courses and resources to really get clear on this. In fact, I have this, it's called the Epic Life Planner. That's what we do that when we, for people who join our School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching. We give them, it's called the Epic Life Planner. And the idea is, this is this thorough exercise to really get clear about what is it you want? What does your epic life look like? And it's personal. It's unique. And it forces each of us to ask ourselves, like, what would give me the most meaning and fulfillment? And try to really get independent of the opinions of other people and the social scripts that have been handed to you and get really, really clear about what would be the most epic life to you. And for some of you, it might include a beautiful home and nice cars. For some, it'd be like, no, none of that means anything to me. I just need a simple place to be. For others, it might include, you know, great adventures or exotic travels. And for others, none of that. And so it's all going to be different, right? But it has to be meaningful and fulfilling to you and your soul individually, not because somebody else said that, Not because your mom or dad always told you that this is the way things ought to be. Not because you had a favorite teacher that said something or that you've just consumed this message from society. Like, it has to be on you. And then you get clear about, okay, these are the things that it will really bring fulfillment and happiness, joy, peace, excitement. Like, this is what would make me truly feel alive. But I do think there are some common denominators. I think there's some things that we all have, and at the risk of saying should, I'm going to say should. I think there's a few shoulds, right? And I know there are people out there like, we should never say should. And even right now I'm saying, here's all these people telling us what we should. And I'm going to, at the risk of doing that, I'm going to say there are some shoulds. Because there's just some things that I've seen too many times with so many people. And can you roll with me on that idea? I think there are some just common denominators that human beings do want, or at least should want, and we should activate those things because they just bring joy and happiness and the fulfillment we want. So what is it you want, right? I love this, and I wish I could just sit down and talk to all of you. What is it you really want? And part of this activity, you have to go like deep into your subconscious. Because sometimes you end up wanting things just because you're really afraid of something. Or you end up wanting something because it's tied to some kind of insecurity of what would people think if I didn't do, you know, X, Y, Z. And so you want something, but it's really fear-based or insecurity-based. So this is fun, and this takes some work and some thought and some cool stuff, but just, I want you to get clear. What do you want? And take out a journal and spend today. Set aside some hours, like make this a priority and set aside some time to really think, like, what is it I really do want? But here's some things that I think most people want, and I think are just fantastic things for all of us, right? Number one, we should all be pursuing the body we want. And now, see, here we go. There's a perfect example, right, of something wonderful and beautiful and healthy that can really get rested. It can get twisted and distorted. And as soon as I say that, some of you that literally might hit some triggers already. Some of you might have already been triggered by saying we should be pursuing the body we want. Boom, right? Some of you might be feeling guilt. Some of you might be just rejecting that, saying, oh, gee, that's society telling us we have to look a certain way. And I didn't say anything about that, right? But we already have like some sensitive things around that. And for some of you, it's just going to resonate like, yep. And so when I say that, I'm saying we should all be pursuing the body that we want individually, right? That we want, and because this is one of those ones, I think it's common denominator, we should all be enjoying good health. And we all can. Every one of us can. We can enjoy good health. And we can work toward, all right, so there are a few exceptions with some health concerns and issues. A few, very few. A lot of people will use that as an excuse, and they prevent themselves from having the body they want. But the vast majority of us should be regularly pursuing habits and actions that help us get the body we want, right? This healthy, energized body. That's it. That's all. That's the only thing there. I'm gonna say it should be healthy and energized. And you should feel. There's that should again. We all can, and I think should. We should all feel good in our bodies. Like, our body is this wonderful, beautiful, precious vehicle that takes us through our journey through life. Right? It is the vehicle for life. And man, we can take care of that thing and just get it in tip-top condition and stay in tip-top condition for our mortal life. I know of guys, men and women, 70s, 80s, 90s, that are healthy and strong and energized. And we want that, right? Getting back to the things we want, like how do we get what we really want? We want that, and we can have that. You can have it. And we can get that in place, but we often have set up mindsets or habits that, and we exercise and practice self-sabotage often, is a pattern we all get into, where we get into self-sabotage and we sabotage the things we want. So the body, right? The next one, I also do it with a B. We want the babe. The babe, right? We want to have this relationship. We want to have love. The vast majority of people want a marriage and this family unit, family relationship, this connection, right? And so I go with the babe, right? And the babe, if you're single, you're looking for the babe. And if you're married, then the babe is your spouse, right? And yet, you might say, well, you already have your babe. And yeah, I do. Rachel's my babe. And I love her and adore her. Our marriage is genuinely extraordinary. We just have a phenomenal marriage. Because we work on it. We work on it a ton. And I think one of the greatest problems we step into is like, you know, some, when you get married, you think, okay, I got my babe. And you may not even say it or articulate it, but you just, it's almost like you're on a quest, you achieved it, now you just let off. Or you get distracted or into other things. And in my mind, I'll never stop loving and serving and winning. I don't know if winning is the right word. Like I will always be working to be my best for my wife. Not in a way that's unhealthy, but in a way that's very healthy. Like I'm still seeking to be her champion, right? And still doing everything that I can to be my best for her and to help her be her best. So I'm still dating her. I'm still courting her. I'm still doing nice things for her. I'm still, you know, being just passionately in love with her. And I'm still, and I hope I'll continue to do this for the rest of my life, still seeking to be, you know, be her man. And if you're a lady listening, it's like, be that woman, just that passionate, loving, beautiful, wonderful woman for your man, your babe, right? And we've got that's something we have to work on, and we long for it. And if it's off, either we don't have it, or we have it but it's not awesome. You lose the spark, you lose the passion, you lose the romance, you lose the excitement. You know, you're not best friends anymore. If you don't have it, it starts to feel so lonely and so discouraging and so frustrating. And it's one of those things that marriage could bring so much joy and happiness, or it can bring so much misery and suffering. And if right now, if you're blaming your spouse right now, if you're saying, well, it would be that way if, and you're blaming your spouse, I want to just kind of share a gentle, loving, but firm thought here. Yeah, I know that spouses sometimes do really dumb things that cause a lot of heartache and a lot of hurt. But I want to kind of a little coaching reminder here. We can't change other people. People can change. I wholeheartedly believe that people can change. But we can't change them. That's like, it's not our responsibility. And people, another human being isn't something you can manipulate and force and coerce and mold. Like, it has to, all of life is an inside job. It has to work from the inside out. And so can we do things to influence and persuade? Absolutely. Can we help be a catalyst to create change? Of course. I mean, that's why I do what I do. But I can't just force someone to change. And so the best thing that I can do, especially in a, like in a marriage relationship, the best thing I can do is be my best. And I can do me. And I always teach, like when we're in our coaching package, I always tell people, like, look, you can bring the tide in our marriage coaching and parenting coaching. It's like, you can bring the tide. You can be the tide. Where when you come in, when the tide comes in, can you picture, you guys picture this bay where the water's gone out and all the boats are just sitting there in the mud? When the tide comes in, it lifts all boats. It doesn't just come in and lift one or two and lift only the guy that cleaned his boat. Like, the tide comes in and lifts all boats. And I use that metaphor, saying, look, you guys, bring the tide. Come in and lift everything. And it will lift your spouse, and it will lift your children, and lift the people around you as you are lifting yourself. And so this message of how to help you get what you really want, like, you bring the tide. You bring the tide. So, I mean, I can get in, I will, as we go along in this journey together, we'll get into more of these things. But you want the body you want, right? And you can get it. And I just help with strategies and tools and techniques and mindsets, things that actually make difficult things a lot easier. You're probably struggling with things in your life right now. Just a little thing. There's just something little that's off. A little limiting belief that you've picked up somewhere along the way. A little habit that's making what you want a lot harder to get than it actually is. And so we can get the body we want, we can get the babe we want. You can get the business you want, or the income, or the work you want, right? You can have the work lifestyle. You can do work that is fulfilling and meaningful to you and provides for your family, either sufficient for what you need or crazy abundantly. Like, you can have that. It's totally possible. And you can make some shifts so that you are excited to get up and work on your thing. And you're doing work that you want to be doing. And doing it in a way that you want, where, you know, it is just super fulfilling, instead of the times like, I've had jobs that I dreaded, that I would be physically ill the night before, dreading going back to that place, right? Ugh, those are terrible memories. Like, but you can, it's possible to get the things you want in that way, in that sense. The work, right? You can be occupied doing good things. Now, what's crazy, I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on this, but I'm going to introduce you to a word that some of you might not be familiar with. It's ennui. So ennui, ennui. And it's this, it's defined as this feeling of listlessness or discontent because you lack occupation in something that's challenging, fulfilling, and meaningful, right? You just feel this void because you're not being stimulated enough and fulfilled enough in an occupation. And that could be, depending on where you're at in life, that could be your studies, that could be, your occupation is like what you do with your time. How are you occupied, right? That could be parenting. That could be, you know, some of you are homeschooling or world schooling, traveling, I mean, whatever. Like, but if your occupation isn't challenging and fulfilling, then you get ennui. And look around at how massive of a problem this is in our day. where so many youth and adults are suffering from envy. They're just, because we're buffering with entertainment, like what we end up seeking. Again, this whole episode is how to help you get what you want, right? But a lot of people are just spending their lives in just entertaining themselves to death. And they're dying inside from over-entertainment. And we think that's what we want. But when you really get inside, that's not what we want. We don't want to be entertained to death. We're using that as just some kind of coping mechanism for the ennui we feel. For the emptiness. Does this make sense? I know this is kind of heavy stuff, guys. we're heavy here, but this is so important and it's such a huge thing. So the body we want, the babe we want, the business we want balance in our lives. Sometimes we feel like we're way out of balance, where we're struggling to, you know, juggle all the roles we have. And I love when I'm doing coaching or mentoring to go through the roles. What are the roles you have? And I did it the other day with this group, and like we have lots of roles. Where, you know, I'm a husband, and I'm a father, and I'm a sibling and a child. I'm a son, and I'm a disciple, and a teacher and a leader and a friend. And a community member. And then you start looking at all the organizations you belong to. Maybe you belong to a church, or you're in a choir, or you're on a team, or you're in a business team, or you know, you're a teacher, maybe you're a homeschool teacher. And like we can keep going. This list can get big. And you step back, you're like, these are all these roles I'm supposed to fulfill. How in the world do I do that, right? How do I adequately take 24 hours a day and still get sleep, right? And to get all this done. And so we need to figure out, like, how is it even possible? How can we do that? Can we be balanced? And I'll give you a little clue here. A lot of people, there's a lot of misconception around balance. Balance things that some people, you start thinking like, well, I need balance. That means that everything gets equal time and attention. But that's not actually true. And it's really helpful when we separate that out and say, well, wait a minute. Balance is giving each thing appropriate time and attention. And that's definitely not equal. There are elements in our lives that we give them a little bit of quality time and attention and focus, and that's enough. And you actually get exponential results on that, right? Because if you do certain things in a certain way, and this is research, science, it's just been proven again and again, like if you do something, it's leveraging, right? You pick up a big long lever. Can you see this big long lever? And if you have to lift something really heavy, then the longer the lever, the better. And you get a big long lever out and you can move massive objects with just a little bit of leverage, a little bit of power. But some of us are up there all the way up front against it, trying to lift it and move this massive object. And we're crushing ourselves. And then we give it more time and attention. We're pushing harder and harder and harder. And we're missing out on this little bit of leverage that could just move the thing. Does that make sense? And so balance isn't just, well, every bit of my life needs equal time and attention. That's not it. So we got to figure out how to have that in our lives, right? And so at the end of the day, you guys, what is it we all really want? What is it we truly want and need in our lives? We want to feel healthy, awake, energized, and alive, right? We want to have beautiful, loving relationships. We want to feel this deep sense of connection and love and belonging. We want to feel like we're really, truly alive. And when we are just existing, there's this pit in our souls. And, you know, we feel it in our stomach. And then you get this pain in our bodies. It literally shows up in emotional pain. Like, well, physical pain that's emotional pain. and oh, you feel like you're, I'm not really living, I'm just existing, I'm going through the motions, I'm just drifting through life, and we feel this pit. And it's horrible. I felt the pit. You felt the pit. It's not good. And we want to do things that really matter. That really make a difference for us and for others. That's impactful, it's meaningful, right? We want to do this work that actually makes a difference. We want to have all these things, right? And so how do we get that? We're like, "Hey, how do we do this? How do we achieve these great things? How do we go through life?" And life is this, the most epic adventure and experiment and challenge. How in the world do we actually get all that? How do we figure this out? And we can learn so much. This is so insightful and so powerful. We'll look around. How have other people completed or achieved absolutely extraordinary things? Right? We look at that and we can pick up principles and lessons to model. One day I had the privilege to sit next to Chris Whitty, who she had just barely won the gold medal in speed skating and set a new world record. Right? This was in 2002. And she sat next to me on a flight, and so we had the whole flight to talk. We just connected, had a great conversation. It was awesome. And I was just asking her, like, I was so fascinated by, like, okay, how does someone do that, right? How do you break a world record? What does that look like? And we went through her schedule and her routines and everything she's doing. And here's the big message that I want to send home for all of us that I got away from this. There's all kinds of, like, basically what you do is you set up systems in your life and habits, mindset, action. There's several elements here. And you get those dialed in and you do them consistently, and it brings about unbelievable transformations and results and accomplishments. But you look at every phenomenal athlete that's done something incredible, and guess what they all have? And had coaches. They all had coaches. And if you look at incredible businessmen and businesswomen, people who are achieving incredible things, they had mentors. You study the lives of great men and women who, like, founded nations and transformed the world and built things. They had mentors. They had coaches. They had people right there giving them feedback, looking at them like, say, hey, and even like all of you probably had a coach, right? Maybe you've taken music lessons, or you had a music teacher, or you've been on some kind of sport team, or those are the ones we understand the most. We're like, well, yeah, duh, if I'm going to be on a soccer team, or I'm going to wrestle or do gymnastics, or I'm going to want to become a phenomenal violinist or pianist, cellist, like, I'm going to have a coach, right? Because the coach is going to look at me and just make these teeny adjustments. Or sometimes big adjustments. Like, hey, stop doing that. That's totally destroying your performance. Like, knock that off. They're going to look at it and say, oh, make this adjustment and that adjustment. And it's amazing. The coach can give you feedback. And sometimes it's really gentle. Sometimes it's as little as, that was good. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Great job. That looks great. Do it again. Do it again. And other times they're going to be right up in our face saying, you got to knock that off. If you don't stop that, your performance is never going to improve. Right? Or if you don't start doing this, like, it's not going to work. And so in order, my friends, to get what we really want in life, I wholeheartedly, genuinely think that having a coach is going to help us make those transformations. And going to be, because look, like, it just works. You look at great accomplishments, great achievements, even things that you've achieved, having a mentor and a coach to guide you through that, literally gives you the tools and the power and the insight and the encouragement and the correction that we all need to do it. Now, it has to be the right coach. There's lots of coaches popping up that, in all sincerity, like, have no business being coaches. Because they haven't, they just went to some class and got some kind of certification, but they haven't been down that road. They haven't worked on those things. They haven't learned, they haven't paid the price to learn and do what needs to be done. So it goes without saying, there's a difference in the quality of coaching. But get a coach. If you want to excel at something, get a coach and get a good coach, and like, it's worth the price, and like, create the change. And if we want to succeed in life, like, get a life coach. And I mean, and that's like, there, I have had coaches, I have coaches. Like, and I've heard even some of the greatest leaders and coaches, that the most well-known ones will tell, oh, they're like, oh yeah, I'm paying top dollar for coaching in every important area of my life, right? The top ones. And sometimes we get this idea, you think, oh, if they've, like, they're totally on their game, then they don't need coaches. But that's what makes them on their game, is they continually seek out coaches, right? Isn't that powerful and exciting and wonderful? And so, as I learned, I've been like mentoring and teaching and working with people for over 2 decades, and it's my life work to coach and to mentor and to teach and to speak and share and just share the tools that I've learned from study and from experiment and practice and application and working with other people. I love this stuff. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So I'm just going to give you a direct invitation and call to action here. You need, well, take action. And you, maybe you work with me, maybe you don't. But work with someone. Take action. Now, I've been able to, like, literally transform my life. And I've had the wonderful privilege, the humbling, beautiful, fulfilling, meaningful privilege to help transform other people's lives. Help them transform, right? As a coach and a mentor. And we've opened up all kinds of opportunities with our monthly coaching program, the School of Awesome Sauce, with classes for youth, classes for parents, and then all the way up to, you know, our transformational trips and journeys and adventures and one-on-one coaching. And like, I had a few people sign up this week, because I cleared my schedule before Mongolia, and now I'm back, and I'm back on the game, and I'm just feeling this drive and desire. I had two more really just heartbreaking calls this week from moms who just, oh, beautiful, wonderful people. And life's tough, you guys. Life is tough where you're struggling with something. Your spouse is struggling with something, or a child is struggling with something. Like, these can be very, very, very painful circumstances, situations, and even phone calls where I feel like my heart just breaks when I hear what people are going through, and I want to help, and I can help, and I can help bring about transformations. So take action, my friends. Sign up, get in the game, put some skin in the game, and like, here, let me throw this out. Like, don't expect it to be cheap or free, because you get what you pay for. And especially when you want transformation, like, you will get, like, you got to invest. You got to have some skin in the game. You've got to invest in yourself and have something on the line. Be willing to make sacrifices in order to make great changes, right? James Allen taught that. He taught that a small achievement will call, you know, requires a small sacrifice, but a great achievement requires a great sacrifice. And it's true. So get in the game, my friends. Get in the game. Get coaching. Get the books you need. Get the the guidance you need, the mentoring, just get it all lined up and then do it consistently and watch what happens to your life where you can have the things you really truly want and that bring fulfillment and meaning, excitement, and then you wake up every morning to your opportunity clock and you're excited and energized and alive and you can't wait to live. Oh, that's the way we should be doing life, right? Where we can get up each morning and just woohoo! Another day of life! This is awesome! And we go after it all day and just enjoy it and love it and feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually. Just feel fantastic and we get to love people and be with them and help them and serve them. And life is awesome. Remember that. Life is awesome. Because, my friends, awesome is always an option. It's always an option. Getting a coach will help you get it. Reach upward. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.